Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your Hump Day edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's October 7th, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Probably a little bit longer today. Microsoft actually had some good stuff to talk about. Yes, that's how we're going to be kicking off today's show, talking about Microsoft and all the little Microsoft things they had to unveil yesterday. Yes, there were Surface products, high-end smartphones, and some wearables, Windows 10 on the Xbox One, and that first laptop. Yeah, let's talk about that. It is called the Surface Book, and I gotta say, probably one of the best things I've ever seen come out of Microsoft. Now, yes, it does look a lot like a MacBook Pro, but that's about where the similarities end. The sucker actually comes apart. It has a 13.5-inch display, a trackpad made of glass, and a machine-mechanized body. Yeah, sounds very Apple-ish, doesn't it? Crammed underneath is the latest generation of the Intel Core processor, NVIDIA GPU, with GDDR5 memory. Microsoft's actually claiming it's the fastest laptop of its size that's ever been made, and actually packs 12 hours of battery life. That's pretty freaking good. Of course, with all these lovely little features comes a lovely little price. It starts at $1,499. Yes, that's in dollars, $1,499. And pre-orders will start on October 7th. Yes, that was kind of Microsoft's and one last thing moment, but we gotta go on to the other products now, such as the Surface Pro 4. Microsoft says the Surface Pro 4 is actually the thinnest to date, sporting a 12.3-inch screen with over 5 million pixels. Microsoft also revamped its stylus and type cover as well. The stylus actually now contains a year's worth of battery life, if you can believe that. And the device is going to retail for around $899 and will be available on October 26. Other things unveiled at the Microsoft event yesterday, of course, were the Lumia 950 and the Lumia 950 XL. The Lumia 950 has a 5.2-inch display, while the bigger phablet has a 5.7-inch display. Both of their screens, of course, are OLED and have a pixel density of 564 ppi. Both phones pack a 20-megapixel camera and natural flash that you can shoot up to 4K video with. They also come with 32 gigabytes of internal storage, a micro SD card slot, and a new USB Type-C connector. Price. Oh, yes, that's what really matters, isn't it? Well, the 950 regular model will be $549, and the XL will be $649. And you can get your hands on those sometime in November. And lastly, and, you know, kind of a given fact, was the Band 2. Now, a lot of us were surprised last year when the Band got released. Well, this one actually is a nice and a little sleeker looking than the first rendition. The Band 2 is more sensitive to touch now and features thicker Gorilla Glass. It's also able to sense changes in elevation, which is kind of nice. And according to Microsoft, we'll have an improved set of health tracking tools. The watch will be coming out on October 30th and will retail for around $249. So, no, not too bad at all. All in all, pretty good day for Microsoft yesterday. A lot of nice new products. You got Windows 10 kind of spread all over everything now. But definitely the highlight, oh yeah, that Surface Book. The more I look at it, oh man, the more I want it. And mind you, this is coming from an Apple guy here. And now moving on with more news over to the UK, talking about TV Player. I'm sure that sounds familiar to all of our British listeners. They've long provided free streams of UK Freeview channels through its mobile apps and, of course, online. But that's about to change. That is, if you're willing to spend an extra £5 per month. It has launched TV Plus, which is now a subscription package with 25 premium channels, including Discovery Channel, National Geographic, Eurosport, Sony Entertainment Television, and Sony Movie Channel. A lot of Sony there, isn't there? TV Player Plus is saying that it's basically a contract-free way to expand your entertainment options. It will also even have catch-up services available on select channels, too. Of course, this is just TV Player kind of dabbing their feet in the pool a little bit. They actually plan to launch more genre-focused channel packages in the very near future. If it sounds enticing to you, but you're not sure if you want to spend that extra £5 a month, well, they got a 7-day free trial going on right now. However, though, you better have an iOS app. Android? Yeah, still not yet supported, and they're not saying when it actually is gonna be. YouTube has been pushing out a new update of its new completely redesigned app for iOS. Some people are loving it, some people are hating it. Actually, it looks a lot more like its Android counterpart now because of the update. Now the main page actually has three tabs at the top. Of course, your home, your account, you know, so and so on. But the cool thing about it, it now has in-app editing tools that you can use to polish off your videos. Now, as I was saying before, it looks a lot like its Android counterpart, but the funny thing about this is this update's only for iOS. Google hasn't sent it out to the Play Store yet, but they're promising it'll be there very soon. Well, with all the talk of 4K, a lot of people are still in love with their physical media, and then they're waiting for 4K on a disc. Well, Panasonic's bringing your dreams one step closer, because they've unveiled the world's first Ultra HD 4K Blu-ray player. The Panasonic DMR-UBZ1 is going on sale November 15th of this year, only in Japan to start with. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, wait a minute, Samsung said they were going to be the first. Yeah, they said they were going to issue one first, but theirs ain't coming out to 2016. So I guess Panasonic said, ha ha, take that, Samsung. Now, the 4K player is actually a little bit bigger than most Blu-ray disc players that are out there right now, but it's not much thicker, actually. It also offers a 3TB disc drive for recording terrestrial and satellite TV programs. Again, though, only if you're in Japan. Panasonic actually said it plans to make about 500 players per month and will sell them at around 400,000 yen. What's that convert to? Well, that's a little over $3,000. Oh, man. Oh, and another thing, too, that's funny about that, it doesn't come with the HDMI cable to plug that in. No, it doesn't. Yeah, Panasonic's going to sell that cable separately, because apparently that cable needs to pack up to 18 gigabytes per second with a frame rate of 60 frames per second. For $3,000, I don't know why they couldn't have just thrown that in the box, but what the hell. And finally, this one goes out to all of our iPhone users, me included. You ever wondered why when you hit snooze, why the hell is it 9 minutes? Why isn't it, you know, 3 minutes or 5 minutes even? Or in a lot of our cases, when we don't want to get up, why the hell isn't it 30 minutes? Well, believe it or not, it's actually Apple's way of paying homage to clock history. What? Mechanical clocks had to offer snooze in 9-minute intervals because in order to make snooze work, the button was attached to the part of the clock that controls the minutes. Apparently, this just goes down the line about how older clocks ticked and worked and, you know, and all that mechanical crap. So, because of this, 9 minutes became the recognized standard for how long a snooze should last. And thanks to Apple, it's still the standard. FYI, Apple, some of us want to sleep a little bit longer. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find the British Tech Network website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow, of course, with your... I'm sure it's going to be a late one, Thursday edition of the BTN News Show, but later not. We'll be getting you caught up on the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your hump day. Woo! We're halfway there. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.